Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, give me that phone from that goddamn Lord Jesus of Nazareth. These demons. That's the devil. Yeah, turn that thing up.
The mountains, the land and sea. Oh Lord, you fought the rain and you gave us the air we breathe. We want to thank you, mighty King, for giving us everything. This is our appreciation for the love you keep giving. Lord, hold my hand. Sometimes I feel so weak, it pushes me on my knees, but then you make sense, that's where you wanted me. Lord, I love you, you love me, Lord.
Thank you for loving me,
yeah.
Help me, I was thinking
well,
welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio here on Blog Talk. This is a special Saturday edition of Live Deliverance here on blogtalk.com. The title of our teaching tonight is going to be Church Prosperity or Bible Prosperity. You choose. Now, this is going to be a very interesting yet tough topic for a lot of people to listen to. So I do encourage you, please, if you do have any questions or if you would like to actually speak with us about the teaching tonight, you can do so by calling in area code 646-378-1857. Now, we have 15 churches that are in attendance, and I would like to give the sponsors for tonight's teaching, Reverend D.W. Dalton, Reverend A.C. Montgomery, Reverend Jackson, Reverend Walker, Reverend McDonald, Reverend Bill Moore, Reverend Titchens, Reverend A.T. Jackson, Reverend Carmichael, Reverend Turnipseed, Reverend Wilkins, Reverend T.C. Wilson, Reverend P.T. Hartman, and Reverend Thielman. Amen. All right. And as always, we do have a couple of shout-outs from Pastor John Durden. He's going to give those as well. And then the next voice that you will hear will be that of Apostle Emmett Overton. And church prosperity or Bible prosperity, you choose. Brother John, you have the mic.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. This is Brother John coming at you. I'd like to give a special shout-out to five individuals, and that is Pastor Wilmore, Pastor McDonald, Pastor Parker, Pastor Tillman, the Marble Bee. God bless you, and I know you're going to enjoy the session tonight. God bless. Over and out.
Amen. All right, we're going to go ahead and turn the mic over. Apostle Emmett, you have the mic.
Okay, Mike, I want to thank everybody for listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We have a unique teaching tonight in about 15 churches, and this came along by the Holy Spirit as the Lord began to talk to me personally. And as soon as he talked to me, I got calls on some theologians and Christians having the belief of prosperity. That's misquotation. We're going to talk about what the Bible says about riches. Should we work hard and labor to get riches? You'd be very surprised. Let's go with this journey. Lord Jesus of Nazareth, we thank you for the revelation that you have given me. Lord, your word says in Galatians 1:9 that no man and no one gets revelation, but only that by Jesus of Nazareth, how I have received this revelation. Your word is true, Father, and I thank you for your scriptures and for to confirm your word as I speak. For it is written, for I have neither received it of man, neither was I taught it by man, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for this revelation that you have given to me, and I pray that the hearer will be blessed. Now, we take authority over Satan and every demonic spirit and entity of the deaf, dumb, mute spirit, spirit of slumber, confused spirit, spirits of anger, any demon that will pull you away from this word. We come up against the religious spirits right now, especially religious spirits and the false Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This prosperity message is under another Jesus, and Paul speaks of that. But I'd like to begin this to show you something. Please turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 4. In Proverbs 23, 4, it says, labor not to be rich. And all of us work so hard and work our butts off to be rich, and the Bible tells us we're not to. It says, cease from thy own wisdom. Why is God telling us to cease from our own wisdom to avoid trying to get wealth that way? Because it hurts the soul of a person. When you use in human wisdom as close to the devil as possible. Now, the Bible says this in James chapter 3, verse 15. In James 15, it says, this wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. That's why God doesn't want us to be dealing with it like that way. Now, if you turn to the book of Deuteronomy, God's wealth is different from you trying to get wealth. Let's say this here. God's wealth is different from what you're trying to get. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, let's read this in Deuteronomy 8, 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as is this day. These verses affirm that God at times blessed Israel as a sign or confirmation that he was fulfilling his covenant with Abraham and his descendants. Unfortunately, many times in the world's wealth is gained by the means that are contrary to godly principles. And we're going to look at that tonight. You'll be surprised. Now, God has established wealth for us. Now, in 3 John 3:1, he said, above all, I wish that your soul prosper, even as you. But the prosperity that God is talking about is not you chasing a dollar bill. It's not you trying to pay somebody to get you healed. Some of these prosperity ministers, you got Creflo Dollar and Eddie, what's this brother's name? He's a pitiful. What's that man who be dancing on top of the money, Brother Mike? Leroy Thompson. I'm talking about stuff like that. That's nowhere in the Bible that we need to be gaining that type of wisdom. Here's why. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 through 10. First Timothy, chapter 6, 6 through 10. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certainly we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there in content. But they that will be rich, that's Donald Trump. That's why everybody's messed up, see. That's Donald Trump's rich. Donald Trump. They that be rich, everybody know Donald Trump's rich. That rich Republican falls into temptations and a snare and into many foolishness and hurtful lusts. Creflo Dollar falls into that. Any man falls into that because the Bible said it. It didn't say whether you have to be a doctor. It says, but they that will be rich, that's anybody, fall into temptations and a snare. And unto many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and in perdition. For the love of money is the root of what? All evil, which while some covet after, they have erred from the faith and practiced themselves, though with many sorrows. That type of richness will get you in trouble. And people who look and chase after that type of riches oppress you. This is why your government is under so much chaos, because you have a rich man that's oppressing you. And the Bible says that in James chapter 2, verse 6. But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seat? That type of richness gets you in trouble. Now let's look at Luke chapter 18, verse 24 through 25. Luke. We're going to go to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 18, verse 24, and we're going to read the verse 25. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches, see those type of riches? That's the type of riches he's talking about. This is why you don't have to be running yourself, laboring to get rich, because these types of riches that Jesus speaks of, and Jesus speaks of this in red writing, this is Jesus saying, and when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of heaven? It's very difficult. For it is easy for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. The disciples, holding the views generally held by the Jews, was amazed at these declarations of Jesus about the rich. They were shocked that Christ said that, because they thought that the Messiah would come as being rich, and that's another gospel. That's a Caiaphas spirit, because it hated Christ and crucified Christ, and that spirit is transferred into prosperity. Prosperity ministers hate the deliverance minister. They don't want to deal with us. They don't even want us on their air. They won't put us next to them in a church, period. Because it'll cut all that stuff down. That stuff ain't in the Bible. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things to be added unto thee. Now I'm going to really shock you, because I'm going to show you over 50 scriptures of God providing provisions for us in the Bible. But before we do that, I want you to turn to Philippians 4:19 and put this in your heart. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches. You see the difference between his riches and riches of the world? Now, the Bible says that those type of riches from the human flesh get you in trouble. But God supplies us with riches. It's not the riches that you've been taught by Creflo Dollar or Eddie Long, which is not doctrine, or whoever's a prosperity ministry. That's incorrect. I'm sorry to say that. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His riches, his righteousness. That's the type of righteousness and wealth that God, and it comes with money, and it comes with health, it comes with everything, but don't come with you coveting after it. Now watch this. Paul emphasized the love and care of God, that the Father and his children, he will meet all your needs, material and spiritual. As you present them to him, he will meet them in Christ Jesus. Only in union with Christ and in his fellowship can we experience God's provisions among the many scriptural promises that give hope and encouragement to God's people concerning his care, and he helps us. Here are the scriptures. Number one, I'm going to write this down, and then Big Mike going to go over a couple of them. Brother Mike, as I read them out, if you pick whatever you want to pick when I get through, you can read two or three or four of them out, okay?
Okay.
Genesis 28:15, Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, Exodus chapter 33, verse 14, Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 3, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7 through 14, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 6, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 16, Chronicles chapter 20, verse 17, Psalms chapter 18, verse 35, Psalms chapter 18, verse 23, Isaiah 25:4, Isaiah 32:2, Isaiah 40:11, Isaiah 41:10, Isaiah 41:1-2, Isaiah 46:3-4, Joel 2:21-27, Malachi 3:10, Matthew 6:25-34, Matthew 14:20, Matthew 23:37, Luke 6:38, Luke 12:7, Luke 22:35, Luke 1:12, Luke 4:18, and of course 1 Peter 5:7. Brother Mike, pick your four. I'm out of there, and you can get on it.
All right, let's go to Genesis chapter 28 and verse 15.
Let's read a whole lot of them. I want to give a couple of them. We got time because God provides our needs. His riches and wealth is different. Now, as he's doing that, I'm going to show you something. In Proverbs 24:1-4. Let me do that before he read that. Proverbs 24:1-4. Covetous against evil men. Be not thou covetous against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For the heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom, God's wisdom, not human wisdom, is a house built, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. That's different from the riches that you're trying to get. God got the gold. You killing yourself investing in stock. God didn't tell us to do that. Remember, labor not to get rich. That's in the Bible. And you got most black churches running on helicopters, and these men got a gold bathtub. My God, and they can't even raise the dead. They can't even lay hands on the sick. They don't know nothing about deliverance. They're just very charming, very articulate, very well-dressed, wonderful articulation, and bribing people. Now, the Bible speaks against that in 2 Peter chapter 2, 3, called frailed words. And this is how they're getting rich like that, and that's nowhere that God intended to be there. In 2 Peter 2, 3, and through covetousness shall they be F-E-I-G-N-E-D, frailed words, make merchandise of you, whose judgment and now at long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. The false teachers will commercialize the gospel. That's why it's being all this richness going on. being experts in greed and in getting money from believers to enhance their ministries and their influence lifestyle. Believers must be aware that one of the chief methods of false ministers is to use F-E-I-G-N-E-D words to tell impressive but false stories, or to give extravagant statistics in order to inspire God's people to give money. They glory in themselves and enhance their ministries with their fabricated stories. Thus, they are unaware of sincere child of God becomes an object of exploitation without the Holy Ghost. Because these ministers defile God's truth and people with greed and deceit, they are assigned to condemnation and destruction. God provides for us. Big Mike, now give them the scriptures.
All right, Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into the land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken of to thee of. Exodus chapter 23 and verse 4. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 3. Ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn ye northward. And commanded thou the people, saying, ye are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, and dwell in Seir, and they shall be afraid of you. Take ye good heed unto yourselves, therefore. Let's go to Deuteronomy 32, chapter 7 through 14. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in a waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock.
Go ahead with that, Mike, and then give it back to me.
All right. Butter of the kine and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats, with the fat kidneys of wheat, thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape.
Now, prosperity is different in the body of Christ than this type of doctrine, because the Bible says that the way of the righteous is blessed. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, nor seated at the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the Lord. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, and bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither. And, here we go, whatsoever he does it, shall prosper. That's prosperity. You have been tricked. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? And some of these black churches, here I go, I'm finna get on it now. I got to go street. I ain't gonna say nothing nasty. I got to go buck. I got to go buck. Y'all, these black folks up in here running up and down, chasing these pastors and preachers. And looking good and giving $400 and $500 lines. That ain't nowhere in the Bible. I did never see Jesus. I got to go buck. I never see Jesus Christ charge anybody that cast out a demon or charge anybody to heal the sick. I got to go, buck. This is wrong. And if you would understand the provisions of God, that you don't have to live like that. God will permit your needs, and God will provide everything for you. The sick man, something's wrong. God's general providence and provisions and provisions extended to the righteous and the unrighteous in Matthew 5:42. God's specific providence extended to individuals, Joseph, for example, who honored God by his life of obedience. And so y'all running around, got people running in lines, chasing after prophecy. Give me this word. Give me this word. I need to hear the word here. I need to put $1,000 into this pocketbook. And the man told me when I put $1,000 in 5 days, it's going to happen. And 5 days come, don't nothing happen because you didn't ask the Lord. You jumped on a false doctrine. You jumped on another Jesus. And the Paul speaks of another gospel, another Jesus, which ain't nothing but some foolishness, nothing but fruits of the devil. And you run around in your own thought, Isaiah 65:2, talking about that's prosperity. And the God does not say that that's prosperity. Jesus, as an infant, experienced God's provision and took care of him in the face of King Herod's murderous intents when his parent obeyed God. God took care of his son. That's being prosperous. To be healthy is prosperous. What if you got all this money that you're working hard for and you got cancer? Your money ain't going to heal you. Because let me tell you something on this prosperity thing here. Jeremiah 46:11, buck. Going buck again. Big Mike, give me Jeremiah 46:11, going buck. I got to go buck. Because you got all this money. And you think that you're going to pay your money, going to buy your illness and buy your sickness. That's a bunch of crap. Buck. Buck. Going buck. Jeremiah 46:11. Talk to me, Big Mike.
Go up into Gilead and take balm, O virgin, the daughter of Egypt. In vain shalt thou use many medicines, for thou shalt not be cured.
Oh. So that means money can't cure everything, can it, Big Mike?
Nope, money cannot cure everything.
Did I go buck, Big Mike? I went buck on him, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Money can't buy everything. Money can't give you peace. Money can't give you eternal life. It definitely can't give you eternal life. It definitely can't give you happiness. Howard Hughes was the richest man in the world. King Solomon had over 900 concubines. That's women. Those are women ain't even his wife. And us men can't even handle one woman. If a woman can open up herself, we're talking grown folks, get the kids out now, her womb. Ain't no bands, you know, are going to be knocking all that out. That's the devil makes all this stuff up. Satan is really working on people. Your health, only God can do that. Only God can provide that for you. Only God can. Those who fear God and acknowledge him in all their ways have a promise that God will direct their path. Proverbs 3:5-7. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. You see, this is why he don't want you dealing with your own labor and riches, because it opens up the door to hurt and sorrowful things. I don't care who said that. Creflo Dollar, if he's human, 1 Timothy 6:6-10 really worked for him. He got all kind of money. He can go all kind of temptation. You don't know what them people doing. Not judging, saying that they're doing anything, but the Bible says that wealth puts you in some divers lust. In his provisions, God directs the affairs of the church and each of his followers who serves him and ministers to other people in his name. Acts 18:9-10, Acts 23:11, Acts 26:15-18, Acts 27:22-24. I've been on air 10 years, and my bills come over $1,000 a month on my radio ministry, and not one time have I had any bill being cut off. Now, one time have I ever got on this radio and begged y'all and told y'all God was going to kill me if y'all don't send no money. Now, white nigga did that. Shannon David, white nigga did that. White nigga said that if y'all don't send no money, he going to shut the radio station down. I told him, white nigga, why you do that? White nigga, Shannon Davis, the Trumpy runner, white nigga. I told white nigga, why are you lying? I don't want that money. He lied and told them people, the radio station going to turn off and something. Oh, no, but everything's okay. I had a brother say, Shannon Davis is going to go off air. See, people do stuff like that to accumulate income. I don't do that. I'm always on air. I've never said that we're running out of money. Because if you are a church that's running out of money, then the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob you serve he ain't that funny. The one I served got me on air. See, I trust the Lord that God will move on people to sow a seed to this ministry. I have to trust him. Good works in all things for the good of those who love the Lord, who serve him. God responds to us in the midst of afflictions as we call out of him in persistent prayer and faith. Through prayer and trust, we experience God's presence, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. We receive strength from the Lord, Ephesians 3, 16, Philippians 4, 13. And we receive God's mercy, grace, and help in time of need, Hebrews 4, 16. Provisions, not only does God preserve the world that he created, he also provides needs of his creatures. When God created the world, he created the seasons in Genesis 1:14 and gave food for humans and animals in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29 through 30. After the floods destroyed life on the earth, God renewed the promise of provisions with these words, while the earth remained at seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease, Genesis 8:22. Several of the psalmists testify of God's goodness in providing for all of his creatures. In Psalms 105, God himself reveals his creative and creative powers to help those whom he loves. And Jesus asserted into no uncircumcision term that God provided for the fowls of the air and the lilies of all the fields. Even Christ says that if he look after the lilies of the fields, you are much more valuable than him. The Bible reveals that God manifests a special love and care for his own people, each of whom he values. See Psalms 91. See Matthew 10:31. Paul writes unequivocally to believers in Philippi, "By my God shall meet all your needs according to his riches and glory." According to the what? Governmental, in addition to God's provisions and provisions for his creation, he also has oversights at time, and he directs according to his redemption purpose and powers by that of the Holy Ghost. And he will meet all of our needs. Now, riches would get you in trouble. Let me go back to this because, see, y'all, you know, y'all going to hear this and it's going to bounce off your ear, you see. And I'm going to get ready and close. See, let me say this here. 1 Timothy 6, 6, "But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out, and having food and raiment, let us thereby be weary and content. But they that will be rich," don't forget the rich will oppress you, James 2:6. Don't forget, labor not to get rich with your own wisdom, because that wisdom is earthly, and it's going to make you chase after money, which is idolatry. And God says in 1 John 5:21, "My dear children, present thyself away from all idols." That can cause lots of damage to a person if they don't have any contentment and control by the Holy Spirit. "But they that will be rich fall into temptations," that's Donald Trump, "and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drowns men in destructions and in petitions. For the love of money is the root of all evil, while which some covet after they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows." Proverbs 1:19, please. "So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owner thereof." That greed gets you, boy. Are you greedful tonight? Are you chasing Christ for the wrong reason? Are you serving God because you want a Mercedes-Benz? God didn't tell you that. God died on the cross that you save yourself from hell. And the American church system have exploited this. In America, everybody going to church tomorrow, most of them prosperity ministries. And you're going to be saying that you highly favored and blessed when you go throw money up on this man's feet and lay it at his feet. And you get nothing out of it. Nothing wrong with tithing. We're supposed to tithe. The Bible says if you don't tithe, you come under the curse in Malachi 3:8. I'm for tithing. But don't let anybody extort you. Take your money. Put you in a line for $1,000. That's crazy. Sacrificial. Man, come on with that. Use wisdom. Our God is not moved by some human piece of dollar bill on this earth that is backed up by gold in the United States. And I think the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob don't need any slave owners, most of the white plantation slave owners, such as Mr. Andrew Jackson, which is a dollar bill that ain't nothing but a note that's printed backed by gold. God don't need that. God's riches is much many more than that. Hope that you enjoyed yourself tonight here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We're going to open up some slots right now for commentary briefly with those who are a part of this ministry on our everyday basis. Big Mike, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you. I'm knocked out of the internet, so I can't. I'm just on the phone, but I got knocked out. Can you give me your way how you feel about this before we go? 2 minutes per person, and we're going to get ready and close.
I believe that it was necessary to be taught because, you know, a lot of people, they are being deceived by the prosperity ministry. You know, you have a lot of people out here.
Hold up.
They're giving that.
Hold up, Brother John. The Lord just gave me something before I close. Excuse me, Mike. I'm sorry. Remember this before you go. Why is it that God doesn't want you to? I just heard him say something else. Hang on. Wait a minute. This is why God doesn't want you to be getting rich that way. That's the wrong way, because you got somebody else want to do the same thing to you. His name is Satan. Let me tell you what Mr. Satan tried to do to my Savior, Jesus Christ. It didn't work. Matthew chapter 4. I'm going to go buck. Going buck. Buck means in the street, coming with the truth. So I'm a former street gangster. Former. Let's do this. Philippians, Matthew 4:8-9. Let's look at this dude here trying to hustle you out of something. Satan, this old dog. Matthew 4:8. Again, the devil taking him up into exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things. See, that's why God don't want you running for riches. The devil knows that. He'll give you things too. He tried to give it to Jesus. All these things will I give unto thee if thou shalt fall down and worship him. I'm also hearing that we're just passing through 1 Chronicles 29:15. Before I leave, the Lord's giving me some more scriptures. 1 Chronicles 29:15, please. 1 Chronicles 29:15. For we are strangers before thee and sojourners as we are our fathers. Our days in the earth are as a shadow, and there's none abiding. We're just going through here. We're sojourning. We're just going through, man. Hebrews 11:13-16. Our kingdom is not of this world. You can't cater to riches with you. People die and leave all that stuff for somebody to fight over. It's crazy. Hebrews 11:13. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, and having seen them afar off, and was persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrimage on earth. That's where God wants us to be, strangers and pilgrimages on earth. Amen? Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. 1 Peter 2:11. The choice is yours. In honor of Pastor Wayne C. Thompson, the choice is yours. I got rooted with Pastor Wayne Thompson, a Fellowship of Faith Church International, Dotson and Conley Drive, Erico 44-346-1162. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I want to take some time out to a sister in the Lord that I knew, Sister Wanda Rolanda. I'd like to take some time out in memory of a musician, Sister Wanda Rolanda, the pianist of Fellowship of Faith Church. God bless. Big Mike, let's open up with questions and answers. That's it. Holy Ghost gone.
Amen. All right, let's see here. We have two people in the room watching. Yeah, two people watching right now. We don't have any questions as of yet. Hello?
Big Mike?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay. No questions in the room?
No, sir.
Okay, ask Brother John what he would like to make a comment before we close. He won't have no rebuttal. He don't have to worry about that. Tell him I turned it off.
Brother John, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I turned it off for rebuttal, really... Brother John.
Huh?
I turned it off so they don't have to ask you questions. Okay. You got the mic.
There's three good points I like what you said tonight. First of all, it distinguishes those people who make the wrong choice. In other words, they choose earthly wealth over heavenly wealth. And another thing you said, that the only true and lasting wealth is spiritual riches of God's grace. That means God's righteousness, Christ has spent. And you also said God will open the way to pour out his blessing upon what? Those who really need him appropriately spiritually. You see, the scripture tells us that honor the Lord is to honor him by our finances with respect to our tithing. It is God's promise to all who faithfully and generously give of their finances first fruit. And you said, wealth comes only from God. And earthly riches does not give us any peace, no eternal life, and no healing. It all comes from God. God is the one who blesses us, and he enriches us not only in money, but he enriches us in our health and other facets of our life. God bless.
God bless. Thank you, Brother John, on this special night. Pastor Mike, Apostle Mike, thank you for spending this extra time. Normally, we're off on the Sabbath here. We are Sabbath keepers. The Sabbath is over. Shabbat is over at 6:30. Shabbat starts Friday evening, and Shabbat ends at 6:30. When I went to Israel and Jerusalem, the Lord gave me an encounter with Jesus of Nazareth, and he told me, I don't want you bringing no deliverance radio teaching on no Sunday. That's not my day. I don't know nothing about that day. That's just a day that my Father gave, but I'm Lord over Sabbath, Mark 2:28. God bless. We want to thank our new subscribers. Golly, I want to thank them. I see if I can pull up their names right quick. We do have some new subscribers, and I want to tell them, God bless them. Let me get these new subscribers. Okay, here we go. New subscribers, Emmanuel McCray, thank you. New subscriber, Judah 271225. New subscriber, James Fraser. New subscriber, Deborah Vieira. God bless, man. I tell you, we're getting up to 300. And I tell you, when once we get to 1,000, that's where we're going to be. Annie Murray, Anthony Weiner, Aaron Wichita Church. God bless. Here at Live Living Center Radio. Don't forget to sow a seed. We need your financial contributions. We don't never beg here. We just ask to sow a seed. If this has been a blessing to you, please sow a seed and continue to help us in this radio and tell someone about Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministry. God bless you and shalom to you. Jesus is Lord and Jesus is Lord of Sabbath. Good night. Shut it down, Big Mike. Conference is over.
Amen.
Thank y'all for helping. Thank y'all so much.